she's real fine, my 409.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick Korn. Joining me tonight are...
Evan Hudson.
Lincoln.
Will.
And welcome to the Lico Studios podcast, Freeware Game Review, episode 22, Trackmania Nations Forever.
When I would buy a brand new 409.
Okay. So tonight we are talking about Okay.
Mania.
Well, no. I actually want to try something, because something that we used to do was what's new, and that's basically because sometimes we had other stuff we wanted to talk about, like just random things, like if there was a cool game we've been playing recently that we
like
want to talk about.
Tales of Vesperia.
Yeah.
So yeah, do you guys have anything new you want to talk about?
No.
Not even Tales of Vesperia?
Nope.
Hey, Tales of Vesperia.
It's a fun game.
Talked about it.
It's not free though.
It is pretty fun, but since it's not free, you're gonna have to wait a while until there's a functional Xbox 360 emulator you can run on your computer.
Well,
would be 15 years.
If you want something that's free and is at least interesting to use, you can always download the 30-day free trial for Autodesk 3DS Max, which is pretty intuitive for 3D design.
Really?
Yeah, it's
that's
quite
not a
fun.
Game, is
it's,
it?
No,
no, it's
3D modeler.
But it is the most widely used 3D modeler in 3D video games of
for good reason.
Today.
That's true.
Really?
Yeah, it's quite fun to use. It's pretty easy. And if you are a student and can get the student deal, you can get the program for 13 months for like $95 rather than paying $3,000 for full rights.
Yeah.
Is it really $3,000?
It's $1,065, which
holy
is
crap.
Pretty damn close
might
to
well
$3,000. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous. And then I've been just trying to play Ninja Gaiden, but it's really hard, so I switched between that and Ninja Burnout and about... Ninja Burnout?
That
Whoa!
Would be interesting.
No, I've been basically playing 5 minutes of Ninja Gaiden and then playing 10 minutes of Burnout Paradise and going back and forth for entire days at a time.
That sounds like a fair combination, actually.
Yeah, I've got like all but two billboard smashes and about four regular smashes I'm missing. So I'm actually really close to just being done with that game. I only have 20... I think I have 21 tracks left to beat the game. I've already gotten all the races and all the road rages done.
Wow. So, That is dedication right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Okay. Now we'll move into the game we're here to talk about tonight, Trackmania Nations Forever. This is a free version of Trackmania, or is it Trackmania Forever now, or what's the current version of regular?
The one that you have to pay for is Trackmania United.
Trackmania
forever.
United.
Forever.
It's Trackmania
forever.
United forever.
Okay.
Yeah. Long title, but
yeah. Originally, it was developed. Trackmania Nations was developed as sort of a free version of Trackmania United in order to be used by the Electronic Sports World Cup, I believe, which was some sort of gaming competition. I don't know.
Yeah, it sounded like Gaming Olympics, which would be cool, but I've never heard anything else about it except that a version of Trackmania was made for it.
Yeah.
Right. And they sort of just made that version fairly available, and then later they updated it and regular United to Trackmania United Forever and Trackmania Nations Forever. And now it's sort of a more fleshed out game. There are a lot more parts and stuff than there were in the Not Forever version.
Right.
Part of the big draw for this game is obviously the editable tracks.
Edible.
Yes. They are quite edible.
Basically, a long time ago, there was a game called, a game I used to play called Stunts, and this was by Broderbound Software. And the game was basically, you make a track out of, like, parts, like ramps and turns and straightaways and crap like that, and you basically make a track, and you would just go pick a car and then drive on it. This game is basically a modern interpretation of that. There's a huge collection of parts, and then they give you a big open sort of canvas, like 3D volume inside of a stadium, and they just say, like, here, build any track you want. And as long as you put a start and a finish line and some checkpoints, you can just make a track. And
But you do have to complete it first.
Yes, it has to be completable.
Right.
You can't make other people play it or publish it in any way.
Right. So that's just sort of building it. But, like, you can either make, like, normal tracks. You could just have, like, a standard sort of oval track or even try to emulate existing tracks.
Yeah, yeah, such as Laguna Seca, any of the, like, Le Mans, yeah. All those tracks.
Even when the Rensselaer Sports Car Association had one of their autocross days that I went to, I went and then I made the track that they made for that in Trackmania. So that was looking pretty neat.
Nice.
Or you can make some things that are freaking ridiculous.
Like and the awesome. One that Lincoln is currently playing and failing at. Miserably.
Not miserably.
Oh, yeah, that's...
You have yet to finish. You've been going for close to 5 minutes now.
That one's kind of mean. Well, you lose again.
That one took me, like, it took me like 4 minutes to complete.
Wow, you didn't lose.
No, I didn't, but you lost the game.
Yeah,
whenever you listen to this, you're going to lose the game.
You're a horrible person. This is what we have to deal with, people. Every time this kid walks in a room, you lose the game.
Hey, the sign's gone.
It's awesome. Yeah, because Paul tried to put it on my computer to trick me, and then I said, hey, look, a piece of paper. I'm not going to read it, and threw it away. So really, like, the actual, like, sort of driving physics to this game are done really well. Like, it's...
Is it really air braking?
Okay.
Some of them are a little out there.
I wouldn't exactly call it realistic.
No, it's fun.
But it is. It's like as sort of like a driving thing, and the sort of driving physics engine they have is very polished, and it's really fun to play. Just like they give you the game comes with a large number of tracks, and it's just really fun to play by itself. But another real sort of big draw to this game is the fact is, you know, you make tracks, and then you can challenge everybody to your tracks. Which, you know, so you can just, like, it's also kind of fun, because, like, everybody will make sort of a different style of track. And sometimes, if you just, like, have everybody's tracks in a big jumble, you can tell who made which tracks by the style of it. Like, I have a habit of making, like, you know...
Ridiculously long tracks.
I make a lot of long tracks.
They look pretty.
Yeah.
It caused my laptop to lag and crash. You put too many objects in.
I know, it was awesome. Or what about that one track that I made where it was just, like, went up and, like, all around in, like, big loops and stuff, and then it just finished, but I made a second set of big interconnecting loops so that you couldn't tell which ones were actually tracks, so if you tried to skip and, like, take a shortcut, it just wouldn't work.
Yeah.
I like that one.
That was mean.
Yeah. And then, Lincoln has made some tracks that are actually a lot more, like, trying to do a platforming game, because it's, like... It's beyond precision driving, because there's precision jumping and air braking and turning and, like, loop-de-loops that will kill you.
And then there's Will's track, which he managed to exploit the physics engine in the game, where all you have to do is hold forward, and you will complete the track.
Yeah.
And it's very weird, because trying to run it normally, you can, but it's very difficult.
Yeah, that track was just so weird and so amazing, like, seriously. And then, Evan, what kind of tracks do you make? I haven't really played any of your tracks.
I try and make tracks...
They're kind
of basic. They're basic, but I try and make my tracks very dependent on your speed. You have to keep your speed up the entire time. Mm. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to make jumps, and you're not going to be able to even finish the map. So.
Okay, and then do you guys remember the track that Adam made? That we sat there
on?
Yes. I remember that one.
I wonder what happens if I put stuff in air. And then
I'm going to take the booster tool and place it in midair everywhere.
It's just
and
a
then
booster.
Find a way to complete it, and once it's validated once, then people will be able to play it. And it took him like 6 hours, maybe to.
Yeah, it took him like 6 hours to validate it, but then the son of a bitch got it, and like
know, by random chance,
yeah.
He managed to fly through this like series of boosters in just the right way to be launched through this ridiculous midair finish line.
Yeah, because
no one else
could
beat it.
No, I beat it. I'm pretty sure I beat it once. Like, I think me and somebody else beat it. I forget who it was, but somebody else sitting
Adam
there.
Adam did beat it again.
Adam beat it again, yeah. Because...
I don't think I even tried that one.
Adam is such
I tried
an
it for
asshole
like an hour,
just for
and
that
I was just
track.
Like, I hate you, Adam, and laugh.
Yeah. Oh, God, that was awesome. Oh, and then, So, yeah, this, like, the tracks that you make are just insane. And, like, the...
Yeah.
They're also really easy to make. I feel like we haven't mentioned that yet.
The tracks are ridiculously easy to make. It's like we said, it's just like...
Grab pieces and put them down.
It's literally click and place.
With, you know, those old wooden trains, whatever they were called. Or like Brio. I love Brio. Things like that. Like, you can just... Like, I want a curve, okay? Straightaway piece, you know, loop piece, whatever. But then, if you want to actually get to customizing it, there are enough pieces that you can change in enough ways that really, it's not... You're not limited by how easy it is. It's just really easy.
Yeah.
But the depth is still there.
Well, that's because there's just, like, here are some pieces, and you can clearly see how these pieces are designed to work. But then you can just say, no, I want to use them in this fashion. And there's, like, a lot of, like, emergent design that comes out of it. Like, they give you a lot of decorative pieces, like grandstands and, like, viewing bays and, like, signposts. So you can do things with, like...
You can build tracks out of them, basically.
Yeah. Or you could even just try to confuse people. If you were me, you could make, like, there's a section of track that splits in two, and you could have a sign that just points to the left, and then have the left drop into a place that you can't get back from, and the right is actually the right way. Because, when you're in a room of, like, 12 people all playing your track, there's nothing more satisfying than hearing, like, six people all scream, son of a bitch, at the exact same time.
It's true.
Except for when they all go and punch you in the chest, which would happen if you did that.
I'm going to do that now.
I like it split into five.
That would lower you
roads.
To Lincoln's level, where he's like, here are some boosters. These boosters look good. You should take these boosters, and then the boosters launch you up into a fiery death.
Fiery death is awesome, though!
Isn't it?
Yeah!
And then, I have to say, one of the most interesting pieces of this game is the way that you can use various pieces of decorative pieces to create very, very strange happenstances in your map.
Yeah.
One of the which I took advantage of, if you're traveling over a specified speed, I believe it's 600 of whatever unit they use to measure speed in the game.
Right, I think it's kilometers.
Yeah. And if you happen
just
to be...
Just kilometers.
not kilometers per second, kilometers.
If you happen to be traveling over 600 kilometers per hour, or whatever the heck,
kilometers.
You can bounce off the water.
Yeah.
Which is interesting in a what the hell just happened sort of way.
Yeah. Because it's just like, you're going and you're like, oh god, water, boing, what the hell? And then like if they're smart, they'll just put track under you after the boing, so you just land and keep driving. And you're like, sweet!
Come on.
And then me going at 595 whatevers is like, oh crap, water, splash, fuck!
Yeah, and then even, like, if you want to just make something, like, not even something clever or exploity, but just, like, cute, like, even, like, the dome pieces, you can use those, and, like, you drive through the dome, and then you loop around, and you drive on top of the dome, and then you, like, loop around and jump through the dome sideways, and just, like, make, sort of, like, just tracks like that, that, like, aren't anything special, but they're still just like, oh my god, I'm jumping everywhere!
Yeah, it's very much... it's similar to the experience that I don't know how many people used to play with Hot Wheels when they were kids, but the old Hot Wheels tracks with the supercharge shoot-offs for the cars, the loops, all that kind of stuff.
Did we even mention that there are, like, boosters in the game that you can just place and your car goes VOOM and it's going ridiculous
Each
fast.
Time you hit them, they accelerate you by about 100 kilometers.
Yeah. And then I made the track called the Nuclearator Tube, which was... And then one side of the track was just entirely boosters, and then you have to fly down all of them, and it sends you into a tube. And you have to, like, veer towards the tube. So you just go into a spiral and shoot out the end of the tube, and there's a finish line somewhere down there. And you just have to, like, get the right speed and angle and hit it.
Oh,
I think the fastest completion time for that track was, like, 1.17 seconds.
Yeah, and then there was Adam's track, where he made half of a loop, the loop, as high as possible and on the opposite side of the stadium as the other half of the loop-de-loop, which was on the bottom,
I hated that track.
You boosted it into the first half, and then you had to get the exact right angle to hit the other half of the loop.
Yeah. Oh, God, that was so annoying.
Adam just makes mean tracks.
He does. He makes tracks that he can't even complete, because he's an asshole at this game.
That's why I made that fast-forward track, so I could taunt Adam with a track that he would never be able to complete, no matter how many times he tried. And then he figured out the secret.
And Lincoln has finally completed the track.
Hooray.
Sweet.
Yeah. But also, like, even if you just want to go away from, like, the track making, like, how many people here played my giant mech track?
I did. That was awesome.
Yeah. Basically, I just took all of the decorative pieces and even some road pieces, and I just built a giant robot in the middle of the stadium out of them.
I remember seeing that, yeah.
And then I basically made a track going around it and, like, driving across it.
And through it and over it and under it.
Yeah, there is no limit to the number of pieces that you can put in, except that you will eventually run out of space for them. Which, as Will mentioned, can be a bit of a pain for those with not-so-great computers.
Yeah, it's just like, oh god, items! And it just doesn't move anymore.
One frame per hour.
It's like, and the graphics themselves are, if you turn them up, are amazing.
The graphics are really good, I gotta say.
That's like, thanks to the fact that it's sponsored by NVIDIA, but they wanted to show off how good their shadows and grass physics and whatever were.
Yeah.
So they put a whole bunch of awesome stuff in there.
Like, I love just making, like, nighttime tracks because, like, the lights are really pretty. Like, one thing that I love is, like, I'll just, like, if I have to travel, like, in the real world, I'll drive around at night because I love seeing, like, really pretty lights. But, like, this game does that really well. Like, I'll make tracks at night for the exact same reason in this game. So, it's really pretty. And, as we said, this is a free version of a real game. But, Evan and Will, you guys have the real game. What are we missing out on by not having
not
real
much.
Game?
You get, in the real game, you get different cars, which each have different handling properties. And they each have their own special area stadium to make tracks.
Yes. Right.
Like how in Trackmania Nations you have like the track race car that has the stadium and all of the stadium parts.
Yeah.
And like in the full version there are like, what is it, like six
like
more areas?
Coast,
and
Bay,
each, yeah, and each
something
of the areas
else
has its own car associated
yeah,
with it.
Yeah, it has like
different
its own
pieces,
theme,
all of that.
So like
stuff.
There's a snow one where you have like a pickup truck that behaves very differently and all the snow pieces are different and there's like walls and
the one thing
houses
that is nice about United is that it gives you the ability to build tracks underground.
Yeah.
You can control the level of the ground and build tracks underground. The bad part about that is that the editor for that, it's confusingly designed, and I was making a track earlier today, actually, with the island setup, and no matter how hard I tried, I'd made a tunnel, but I couldn't get the tunnel to exit out from underground, which angered me greatly, because it was a half step in between where the ground was on both ways.
Yeah, whoa. It requires, like, fighting with the terrain to make the terrain listen to
you. Yeah, it's very annoying.
Just, like, because even in the free version, you can't, there's, like, water, grass, and then dirt, and then getting the dirt to do what you want to do is really annoying, because you can change the, like, height of the dirt, but, like, you need to allow for an extra, like, row and like an extra border around the higher thing for the elevation, and it's so annoying to get to work with. Like, some pieces will fit only like on elevation that's flat on both other sides, and it's sometimes you have to fight with it to get elevation to work. But that's why you just use like the track pieces, which you can just let them float in air, you don't even need to support them.
Yeah,
right. So honestly, I had more fun with the free version than I've had with the full version.
The full version, it gives you more tracks, it gives you a bunch of different stuff, but really, for ease of use and most enjoyable time spent, definitely Nations.
It's less focused than Nations.
Yeah.
Nations does like that one thing really well.
Yeah.
Which is the stadium, and the other adds all these sort of partly okay implementations of these other things, but the free version's where it's
at. And quite frankly, the stadium car has my favorite handling.
Yeah,
it
handles so well.
Because, like, all of the other cars are just, like, variations on the stadium car with different slipping. And then, like, it's all, like, just
way
more easy to slip.
Like, some of them drift, some of them don't accelerate.
Some of them, the desert car that wants to flip over all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I played it for a while, and I just... The other ones, like, they were interesting, and I wanted to play around with the parts, but, like, you really don't need them. Like,
yeah.
Especially because, you know, since the game is free, and I like the way that it handles the multiplayer.
Yeah, the multiplayer is well done.
Because only the host needs the maps. Everyone else just gets the maps sort of automatically.
Yeah.
And the maps themselves are like 5 KB, so you can just throw them all in a flash key and put them in My Documents.
And then, like, you can just, like, give everybody's tracks to one person and he'll host, or, like, you can take turns hosting if you want to know whose tracks are which. But,
I mean, it says it in the corner.
That too.
When you load the screen, it's like, track name by so-and-so.
Yeah, I know, but still. Like if you want to, like, they're all from here, you know, who don't know who's coming next. But, from the older version, when they updated it to Forever, they gave you, you can have a little, player avatar icon in the upper left. They've made the way that,
you can also edit the skins for your car.
Right, that's
which is quite fun.
It is. I've made, apparently, like, 13 different cars. Yeah. Like, I made a Space Ghost car, I made a Tiger car, I made, a Gurren Lagann car, I made a Domo-kun car. So, you can actually have a lot of fun with it. Like,
Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto?
Kind of. But, oh man, I should make a Terry Bogard car!
Yes!
Oh, God.
Okay!
Bus Wolf!
Burning!
We'll be shouting that so much if you're racing with that.
Burning! right. But then, what do you call it? So yeah, and then it's very sort of friendly with the multiplayer, because, like, if, like, your car, it'll upload it to, like, whoever else is playing, and it'll download the track from whoever's hosting, and generally it worked out pretty well. And we've, like, you can play with other people online, or you can just, like, play over the LAN, and LAN play works really well. There's really no collision in the game between cars.
No, there is none.
There's none.
Which, honestly, I kind of miss having that, because then, like, right now it's sort of like simultaneous time trial all the time,
right.
And you're always fighting to see who can get the shortest time.
There's a mode where it waits once people have died for everyone to be dead, so you can start all together, and it's a lot less fun.
Really?
Because, like, if you screw up, and a lot of the tracks are designed in stunt
ways,
you
up.
Then you have to wait, like, 2 minutes while everyone drives around the track so you can start with them again, rather than just being like, end of key, okay, I'm back at the start, and you just keep racing these time runs over and over against everyone else while...
Yeah, that's one thing I really enjoyed about most racing games, is there's nothing better than the feeling of screwing your friend over by spinning them out in the middle of a track right before a jump.
Yeah, but at the same time, they sort of leave that up to the track designer in this game, because, like, you can be, like, if somebody starts right before you and you're following behind them, like, even if you can't get up, there could be, like, a section of track where they, like, slide off and just fly up into nothingness and they have to restart because there's no way they're making it back to reality anytime soon, and you just fly past them. Underneath them,
right,
whatever.
That would be really boring for the person who flew away if it didn't have the, like, concurrent time trial, which is the default and best way.
Yeah, but at the same time, the person who started behind, they still get that, like, satisfaction of knowing, man, he is screwed now.
No, I know.
And
I've,
he just
I've liked even racing far behind people, and I just see some guy go up a half pipe and fly off the top and fall off the side.
Yeah,
and then I'm like. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't need to be right behind that guy to get that satisfaction. I could see him across the track.
Yeah, with some of the tracks I've played on, it gets to the point where you just see people flying everywhere. You don't know what happened to them. It may be that they're supposed to do that, but it is an awesome and amazing experience to see your friend go, wow, across the track.
Well, did you ever see that video that was like 1,001 races on like a single track and they just overlaid them all? That was so weird, because like it starts and it looks like a single car, and then it just floods out to 1,001 cars.
It acts like a liquid.
Yeah.
It really flows through the track like a liquid. You should link to that in the description of the thing.
I think I actually will.
I have to see that sometime.
But yeah. It's a really good LAN party game. I'm sure we've said that, but that's how I first learned about it, was at a Penn State LAN party that I went to with some friends, I guess, and a lot of people had made tracks there and were playing it, and I just really liked that, and since then I've made a lot of tracks myself, so.
Yeah. And then, There's also a pretty intricate replay system in it.
Mm-hmm. Which I have yet to figure out the controls for.
One track I made, I don't know if you played it, Skylab?
I think so.
That track, I actually figured it out. Like, I was able to make, like, an intro video that, like, zoomed across and said, "Welcome to Skylab." And you can even make it adjust the player's camera in-game. So, like, you set, like, okay, when they drive through this volume, then alter their camera to sit at this location and just follow them across, or like start at this location, move at this location, and always be pointing in this specific direction, and then it can end either when or where you want it to. Yeah. And it's actually, if you take the time to learn it, it's sort of frustrating, and like it's just something there for like polish. Like once you're getting good at making tracks and playing them, you can just be like, okay, now I want to take it to the next step and make it shiny.
Yeah, exactly. But sometimes it does serve a purpose in your track. Like, if you have someone going into a really narrow tube, and you know most people play in third-person view where the camera would glitch out, you can just be like, when you go into this tube, switch it to first-person view.
Mode, yeah.
Switch it back to whatever it was once you leave this tube. But people will be angry if you do it when they're in that tube.
Right. Oh my god, I know what to do now. I'm just going to make a really easy track and then just fuck with the camera while people are driving, and that's why it's going to be hard.
I hate you.
Straight track. No, you cannot ever make this track.
Why not?
I'm sorry.
I'm doing it now. I'm doing it right now. How?
I'm okay with it. It'll be hilarious.
It'll be awesome. Yeah, okay. So, I think that's... What else is there to say?
Pretty much it. Get it. Have fun. You know?
Yeah, okay.
It's not a huge game. Doesn't take up a whole lot of processing power unless you crazily overdo the graphics. But even then, it's not too shabby.
My computer doesn't have a graphics card and it runs it just fine.
Same here.
Oh, the 3D glasses mode.
I haven't tried it myself. Nick, I think you're the only one who's actually experienced that, so.
No, well, I think Ricky was the only one who experienced it, actually. Because he was the only one with 3D glasses. Okay. You know those old, crappy, paper, blue and red 3D glasses that, like, you get in, like, crappy 3D comic books or 3D movies or whatever? Okay, the game has a little button on the, like, control menu that says 3D glasses mode. And when you click it, everything shifts, like, into, like, a blue and a red image overlaid on each other. And it actually makes it 3D if you have those glasses. It's really amazing that they put that in there. Because who does that? It's so, and like, it actually works. You actually do get sort of this feeling of 3D if you're playing it like that. Like, it's got the same problem that you always have of, like, it's two colors, my brain is hurting. But, like, if those things actually work for you, it actually works, and it's actually more 3D.
Yeah, not and recommended for long periods of play.
It is, like, the cheapest solution to that. And I'm kind of curious as to, like, how they programmed that, because that's just sort of nifty, because, like, 3D, depth of field, okay, now apply it to the entire screen. Ugh, but it works, so that's cool.
Yeah, my guess with the 3D, just a simple blue shift where you have colors that are blue farther to the right with red colors farther to the left and offset them by, you know, a very small amount.
Yeah, but that's not really what graphics cards are designed to do.
Yeah,
like
that would be really...
There has to be some sort of trick to, like, making that happen.
Yeah, it would have to be a trick, because otherwise they'd have to render the picture twice.
Yeah.
Which would kill your graphics card.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know.
I feel like it would have to render it regularly, and then make a red image and a blue image of the frame it's going to display, and then shift them and then composite them. But even that would kill your graphics card.
Yeah. Well, maybe it doesn't, because it's an NVIDIA card. Maybe Trackmania is just a vessel for delivering the crappy 3D, like, algorithm. Only available on NVIDIA.
Well, would it be possible that they maybe use different models?
But it worked on my ATI card on my laptop.
Oh, so what are they trying to tell us?
And it worked on the Intel card on his laptop.
I never tried it.
No, I'm sure it'll work. Whatever, say it worked.
It works just fine.
Yeah, you guys, it's right here.
Yeah,
but
like
that's
that.
An NVIDIA card.
Wow, everything turned green. There is red and blue, but mostly everything
green.
Is green.
Okay, so I think we said everything that we can say about this game. It's fun, it's great for land play. There's many ways for you to unleash creativity in a very simple level editor, and it's something that's really good just to keep around, because, like, you know, it's okay, yeah, it is replay value.
Yeah,
basically.
It's great if you have a lot of people to play it. It's great if you're just one person there sitting making tracks and playing them.
It does also have single player modes.
And you want to know what I did?
It does have a single player mode. We even never mentioned that.
Yeah. It does.
It does have a single player campaign, which is a series of.
It's basically just the developers made a lot of tracks.
Yeah, there's four types. There's race, which is obviously go from the end to the or the beginning to the end.
Yeah, there are.
Pretty simple in that there is acrobatic platform, which is okay. You need here's a start and here's a finish. Try and get to the finish with the least amount of restarts.
Were all of those in Nations Forever?
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
Yeah. In fact, United doesn't have them. They're all just thrown together as one. Endurance, I think, is only United. Were there?
There were endurance.
Okay, those were under the races, though.
And then
I think they were separate.
They were separate.
Was there a puzzle?
Or
was that just United?
I think puzzle was platform kind of.
Yeah, no, puzzle is
the one we have to build.
No, puzzles is nations. They give you a start and a finish, and then a limited number of pieces, and you have to figure out the most effective way to get from the start to the finish with the pieces you're given.
I have not tried that.
It is
really fun.
It's fun. Wow. It's difficult and frustrating at times. Because I've made one map where I was getting within a hundredth of a second of the correct time for me to win, and I did it about 20 times, and I still couldn't get it.
Wow. That almost sounds like it harkens back to like The Incredible Machine or games like that.
Pretty much.
That game was awesome. Awesome.
But fun.
Okay.
A lot of fun.
So yeah, if you haven't gone out and downloaded this already, you're wasting time. It's Trackmania. It's available on Steam.
It's also available as a regular not Steam download. It's like 700 megabytes.
Yeah.
Just Google it. I'm sure find it. He'll probably link it though.
Yeah, I'll link to it in the show notes. The website is olitkustudios.net/podcast. We can get emails and stuff like that, but, you know, that never happened, so whatever. And go play this game. We'll talk to you next week. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, I could play some Worms.
It's great.
Evan, you're playing Worms with us.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
And?
It's not, it's 1:49.
That's 4 o'clock in the morning in my schedule.
Your schedule's stupid. We're playing Worms.